second. There we go. Much better. All righty. A little hot, so let me back off the mic a little bit there, and we'll clip all this out in just a few minutes. You got to love a good directional mic. All right. Almost there. I've been doing some settings changes, guys, so bear with me. Okay, this is KC5GOY in control for the Denton County Area's Training Net. Any stations with emergency traffic, please use the pro sign break break and wait to be acknowledged by net control. At any point in time, stations with priority traffic, please use the pro sign break break and we'll stop the net and let you pass your emergency traffic. Tonight's net is a directed net, and we do this net every Thursday before club meetings. It is open to all amateur radio operators. It is not limited just to Aries members. There's all kinds of information that you might learn that you haven't had before, and you might get some refreshers on some things or see how things might have changed. Even if you have been with this Aries group for ever, I still encourage all the veteran operators to check in, and that helps you be a good example for all the other operators at that we have coming along.
W5NGU.
At this point in time, I'm going to take check-ins. First off, the Denton County Assistant Emergency Aries Assistant Emergency Coordinator. Are you on frequency at this time? Please go now.
Kilo 5, Yankee X-ray.
All righty. Thank you for checking in, Mike. Do I have any Denton County Aries liaisons on the frequency at this time? Please check in now.
Kilo Echo 5, Mike Zulu Tango, Sarah Ann, American Red Cross.
This is Kilo 5, Whiskey X-ray, Romeo Lee, Denton County Medical Reserve Corps.
This is Whiskey Bravo 5, November Zulu Victor, Gerald, Denton County EOC.
At this point in time, Net Control recognizes KE5MZT, K5WXR, and WB5NZV. Thank you for checking in, guys. Last call for any Denton County Aries liaisons. Alrighty, appreciate that. I appreciate the check-ins from the liaisons tonight. All right, at this point in time, I'm going to open the repeater to all operators to check into the Aries Training Net. Please give your call signs phonetically and wait to be acknowledged by net control. As a reminder, key up, take your breath, and then start giving your call sign. You need to give the repeaters the repeater and the voters a chance to catch up. All stations wishing to check in, please go now.
Hotel Kilo, Wayne, no traffic.
Tango, Charlie, November, Jim, no traffic.
Kilo, Delta 2, Kilo, Whiskey, Kim, Oak Point.
You'll be at Echo Foxtrot, Foxtrot in Cook County, listening only.
Kilo 5, Alpha, Golf, Oscar.
Kilo, Charles 5, Hotel, Alpha, Lima, Al.
Kilo Echo November Victor Romeo.
November 5 India Kilo Delta. No traffic.
Whiskey Zulu 5 Tango Mike. No traffic.
Charlie 5, Yankee, November. No traffic.
Kilo 5, Victor, Oscar, Papa, Paul. No traffic.
KG 5, KA.
Victor, Oscar, John. No traffic.
Okay, let me go through the call sign list real quick because we did have several doubles there, and I know I didn't get everybody. Net Control recognizes Kilo Golf 5, Hotel, Hotel Kilo. Whiskey 5, Tango, Charlie, November. Jim, you are barely making the repeater. I caught the tail end of your call. That's the only reason why I got you. KD 2, Kilo, Whiskey, Kilo. Kilo Alpha, Kilo 5, Alpha, Golf, Oscar. I had a station ending in Foxtrot, Foxtrot from Cook County. I'm going to come back to you in just a moment. Kilo Charlie 5, Hotel Alpha Lima. Kilo Echo 5, November Victor Romeo. November 5, India Kilo Delta. Whiskey Zulu 5, Tango Mike. Kilo Bravo 5, November Foxtrot Tango. Kilo Charlie 5, Yankee November. Kilo 5, Victor Oscar Papa. And then I had a station with John. John, please stand by. The station of Cook County ending in Foxtrot, Foxtrot, please go.
Actually, it was Alpha Kilo 5, Tango Tango. Handle here is Jeff, Juliet Echo, Foxtrot, Foxtrot.
Okay, got you, Jeff. Thank you very much. Okay, I had a station with the name John. Go ahead, please.
Alpha Foxtrot 5, Victor Oscar, John.
Okay, got you, John. Thank you. Additional stations wishing to check in at this time, please give your call sign phonetically and go now.
Delta 5 off. John.
Oh, Delta 2, Kilo Whiskey, recheck.
Kilo Golf 5, Oscar India Yankee, listening only.
Golf 5, Golf Sierra India.
Okay, we had a pretty good collision there. I believe that was Wayne. Golf Whiskey Oscar? The station ending in Golf Whiskey Oscar, please.
This is Whiskey 5, Golf Whiskey Alpha, and this is Gordon.
Okay, I thought that was you, Gordon. Thank you. I had a station ending in Oscar India Yankee, a no traffic station. I need the full call, please.
Kilo Golf 5, Oscar India Yankee, KG5OIY, listening only.
Okay, got it. And I got KG5, Golf Sierra India. Thank you, James. All right, there was still a pretty good double in there, so stations wishing to check in, give your call sign phonetically and go now.
Kilo Delta 2, Kilo Whiskey, recheck.
Kilo Delta 2, Kilo Whiskey, I got your call sign corrected above on your recheck. Thank you, sir. Additional stations?
Kilo 5, Tango, Papa, Kilo, Tom, no traffic.
November 5, Delta, Zulu, Oscar, Leo, in the mobile unit, but fixed in Highland Village.
Kilo Golf 5, Kilo Alpha Juliet.
Alpha Delta 5, Oscar Papa, no traffic.
Kilo Golf 5, Bravo Charlie Whiskey, John.
And this is KC5GOI Net Control, Denton County Aries Training Net. Okay, that's the last round of check-ins. I'm going to take it this time. Net Control acknowledges K5, Tango Papa Kilo, November 5, Delta Zulu Oscar, Kilo Golf 5, Kilo Alpha Juliet, Alpha Delta 5 Oscar Papa, and Kilo Golf 5 Bravo Charlie Whiskey. KD2, Kilo Whiskey, did you have anything additional on your recheck?
It was just a call sign correction. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. All righty, I got a couple of announcements I want to go through real quick. Then we're going to talk about storm spotting, how to do a report. First thing I've got, this Saturday, it starts at 9, but I recommend you get there by 8:30 because of parking. We have our Denton County Skywarn training class that the National Weather Service holds every year. This will be on TW campus at the MCL building. See the Dakara website for the address and details. The first half of the morning is going to be the basic class, and that's what's required if you want to maintain your blue badge. The advanced class will be in the afternoon, and things tend to get a little on the geeky side, guys. I know I really enjoy it. They go into radar and some other things. The radar, for me, I always learn something new. February 27th, that's this coming Monday, will be the Dakara meeting. That'll be at 7 o'clock at the Denton County EOC. Unless work comes along and gets in the way, I plan on seeing everybody there. March 23rd will be our next Aries training net. That'll be on this same bat time, same bat repeater. On April 5th, and there'll be more details at the club meeting, will be the annual Medal of Honor ride. So you'll find some details again at the club meeting, and they will eventually get posted to the website as things get ironed out. Please put that on your calendar to see if you can get your time off for work, and I look forward to seeing everybody there. That is definitely an event that is worthwhile. I will be getting the rest of the training material posted on as far as what the topic will be and the dates posted on the club calendar in the next week or so. I'm wanting to change out our plans a little bit for 2017, cover some different topics. Some of them will be things that we've covered in the past. Others may be a little new. Definitely got plenty of stuff to talk about, so we'll be looking forward to that. What I want to go over this evening is since we've got our Aries, not Aries, but the Skywarn class coming up this coming Saturday, is how we do Skywarn reports and why we use things like minimum reporting criteria. And the first thing I want to talk about is the minimum reporting criteria. Guys, we really, really need everyone to be adhering to minimum reporting criteria. It is the Net Control's responsibility to issue and adjust minimum reporting criteria as we go through a Skywarn net. And the reason will become obvious in just a little bit. But if you don't hear it after about 10-15 minutes, I would say it's okay to go ahead and ask for an update on it. But minimum reporting criteria is something that we've been using for probably the last 10 years, if not a little bit longer. And it's something we're going to continue to use. It's not going to go away. I'd say we have about 80% cooperation on minimum reporting criteria, but the other 20% really does cause a drag on the net. So I see it happening more with the veteran operators than I do with some of the newer operators. And I don't know all the reasons for why it gets ignored. My primary suspicion is that it's lack of attention to the net. I have personally seen times where I'm the NCS operator, but I've seen it happen to other NCS operators for Skywarn where they'll issue minimum reporting criteria and the very next station will come up with a report that comes nowhere near minimum reporting criteria. What you should expect out of minimum reporting criteria is normally going to be a size of hail. You're going to be needing to know what we're looking for in wind speed. So we're going to set these minimums. They could be penny size hail. They could be pea size hail. You could have them looking for winds. And typically we start asking for winds around 45 miles an hour. but we're going to issue wind speed. We're, you know, if you don't, if your estimate or your measurement's below it, hold on to it. If it exceeds it, by all means, report it. You could have minimum reporting criteria get really, really tight. It could be nickel size hail or larger. It could be winds in excess of 55 miles an hour, and it could be lowering. You could have it to the far extreme of tight where we say all reports except, you know, the lowering that we're watching or lowerings that we would be watching for or tornadic activity. And that's, you know, we want to keep the repeater quiet, but to a point, okay?
Path 1-1, timeout clear.
Gerald, at what point did I drop out this time?
Five, Tango, Tango. You were saying it could be at one point in time, and then it went out.
Okay, it's very hard to keep track of like three different monitors and a timer at the same time, so I apologize for timing out, guys. The minimum reporting criteria could be so tight as to where we just want a lowering or tornadic activity. I mean, it really could be that tight. Now, why do we do this? It's not to make things to where it's not enjoyable to participate in a net. It's not that at all. We definitely want people to participate, but with Skywarn, it's more the appropriate place and time sort of a scenario. I'm setting the stopwatch real quick, guys, so I can kind of keep an eye on this. So, sorry about that. Okay, so it's been probably about 4 years ago now, and I've told this story a bunch of times, and I told it recently at the Lake Area Radio Club meeting, and it's a story I like to tell, and I'm going to give you the condensed version of it, because it can take me a good little clip of time. Anyway, about 4 years ago, the National Weather Service had run an NCS training seminar on two different weekends, and they asked operators that were in the Dallas area, and they hit specific people, so it wasn't just this random showing up. They hit certain groups, and we came in and did our thing. The thing that the National Weather Service was trying to do, and with, I'd say, quite a few of the locations they accomplished, their goal was to streamline what it is they're trying to do. And guys, we talk about ICS 100 and 700. There's a reason. We operate under NCS rules when we're doing things like Skywarn, bike rides, and stuff like that on purpose. And in this case, it's you do what your customer asks you to do, and the National Weather Service is our customer. I want you to kind of put that in your head there. And think about why amateur radio exists. And one of them is public service. And Skywarn is definitely a public service, be it one of our more serious ones. Well, anyway, the National Weather Service had told us the things that we're looking for is key information. And one of the problems that they suffer from is too much information and how much of it is just chaff from the wheat. What do we have to have? What's totally irrelevant? What's the most important thing that we have going on? So we use minimum reporting criteria for this. And that's why it can be flexible. You may have a net where minimum reporting criteria is not being used at the time. Then you may start to have it gradually ramped up and becomes fluid during a Skywarn net. It may back off a little bit. And then again, it may get super really tight. So, it's the NCS's responsibility to issue that minimum reporting criteria. That, again, that's NCS's job. The NCS does not get to weasel out of that. Hopefully, they don't forget it. But if you go 15 minutes or so and you haven't heard it, by all means, ask for a reminder what minimum reporting criteria is. it may not have been established, or it may be even tighter than it really needs to be for the given circumstances. You as a spotter have every right to expect minimum reporting criteria, okay? It helps you be more efficient at what it is you're doing. Now, one of the things that we use minimum reporting criteria for also is to work on the area of focus. And I don't know about other counties. I think some of them do. We're not one of them. I do maintain a list of who's made reports, but it's not for participation levels. We do not ask people to check in to a Skywarnet just for the sake of checking in. And if you've done it in the past, guys, I really, really discourage that from happening. It creates an excessive amount of traffic, both for the NCS to deal with, but the National Weather Service. Because in quite a few of the circumstances, the National Weather Service is listening on another radio over at their office. And if you haven't been there before, they're actually listening to 8 radios at a time, depending on the severity, you know, it depends on how big it is, how severe it is, what's going on. So that's a lot of data. That's a lot of noise. So what we can do to really filter it down helps us quite a bit. So by keeping the repeater quiet and just going after the specific information we're looking for, that helps us, but it helps the Weather Service. And I'm looking, number one, is to how well do we do the job for the National Weather Service. The next thing I'm looking at is how well we're doing our job for our community, because we do have people at the EOC, the city of Denton, Louisville, the Colony, Little Elm. We have all these towns listening to us to determine, and it's their job to determine whether to blow the sirens or not. You will have ham radio operators listening. You'll have people that are listening on scanner. And every time we've ever had the weather get bad, the numbers on the websites that transmit us go through the roof. For those people that might be listening online, you know, I look at it as another version of a scanner. They could be people local in Denton County or in Dallas or one of the bordering counties. And I know we've had reports of stations, because I've been told who's listening, because some of the sites, they show a list. People overseas. Now, why they're interested in our Skywarn, I guess they want some excitement on the radio. I have no idea. But we know it happens. They may have just stumbled upon us and say, hey, this kind of sounds neat for a little bit. But what we want to do is make sure, for on a local aspect, that the repeater can be gotten into by somebody with priority traffic. I have had complaints over the years, and it's not as bad as it used to be, but it was really bad not that long ago, where somebody would be spotting and they'd be really far out in the distance. They may be on a handy talkie. They're, regardless of the conditions, they're a weak signal station. And if I've got somebody on the repeater that's on the west side of Denton running 50 watts and is now talking about goat chili or giving me a clear sky report or reporting lightning, when the guy that's a weak signal may have a lowering or has got damage or needs to report that somebody's hurt, well, that station can't get in because the repeater's tied up with something that's not critical. So we really want to keep, during Skywarn, the repeater quiet. It helps the weak signal stations get in and give their reports, and it helps keep the noise level down at the National Weather Service. For anybody that's ever done NCS duty, you'll know exactly where I'm coming from. For those of you that have monitored before wanting weather reports, and you've heard this, and you get frustrated with it, you know where I'm coming from. For those of you that have tried to put in those reports and had to go 3-4 times and you're beginning to think that you're actually on an HF contest, you know where I'm coming from. KC5GO iNet Control, Denton County Aries Training Net. So, how do we help do this, keep this quiet? Well, it sounds simple on the surface. It's really not that hard. And I see new call signs here, and I see some that I'm not too familiar with. We want to keep our reports clear, concise, get them direct and to the point. everybody's heard, whether it's been on our repeater or one of the others, have heard somebody make a report, and it seems like the guy nearly timed out the repeater giving his report. Well, one of the first things you want to be doing is, before you make that report, you're observing. Think about what it is you're going to report. Think about what the most, think about what the critical bits of the information are. Those critical bits are going to be the weather phenomenon that you see. Don't be grandiose with it. Don't do the I think or make it bigger than it really is. Report what you see. If you're uncertain, well, you're uncertain. And then there's a spot where uncertainty when it comes to finals, and we'll talk about that in a minute, because I always want to make sure we cover this, because the weather service is going to mention it. But anyway, report what you see. Don't invent it. Don't over-dramatize it. We can run into problems with stuff like that, because it causes confusion. And frankly, if there's a Skywarn report that I think's bogus, I'm going to come back to you on it. And if I see a pattern of it, your value as a spotter becomes greatly diminished. The next thing about your report is going to be your position. Now, the National Weather Service brought this to our attention about 3 or 4 years ago. This was separate from the training class, but it was mentioned in more recent storm spotting, the Skywarn classes that they do. Most of the time, and this has been old hat, and you know, I've done it, everybody's done it, and I'm not uptight about it, but we're going to do better. We're always going to do better. We tend to report where we are, and you can use that, but you need to add something to it. When you are sitting at the intersection of Oak and Locust, for example, and you see a lowering, well, okay, that doesn't mean the lowering's where you are. If the lowering's where you are, you got a problem. You need to get out of there. But that's most likely not where the lowering is. So the Weather Service is looking for some things, and the location component is what I'm going to be talking about at this point. One, it's the National Weather Service maps don't drill down on Google Earth. So if you tell them Oak and Locust, well, it isn't going to do them any good. The thing to report if you're at Oak and Locust is, I'm in downtown Denton. Okay? If you're on the outer periphery of a town, and I'm going to use Denton again as an example, you're going to say, I'm on the northeast side of Denton County, and I'm looking to my north. I estimating about 3 miles out, I see a lowering. The things that you've given there are, yes, you've got a point of reference in a major town that they can find easily, and that's what we're looking for here. Then you're telling them, I'm looking a certain direction. So stick with north, northeast, northwest. You get the idea. Stick with that. Your distance measurement is probably at that point going to be the most difficult thing in general. Some people can estimate distances great. Some can't do it to save their life. I'll be honest, I'm one of those that I could easily be off a mile or two, but what you're spotting could easily be much farther away from your position. And when the Weather Service draws something on a map, that's what they're looking for. So if it's a couple of miles north of your location, you tell them it's a couple of miles north of your location. KC5GOI Net Control, Denton County, Aries. If you have an event that is happening right where you are, and you certainly could, you know, guy, I've got nickel-sized hail. I'm on the northeast side of Denton. That's a perfect report. Excellent. Okay. That's what we're looking for. If you don't have a major town near you, and it's getting where even in Denton County, it's getting harder and harder to do. For example, if you're going up 377, if you're in between Aubrey and Pilot Point, say, I'm in between Aubrey and Pilot Point. I'm looking to my west. I see a lowering. That's how you would do it, okay? What I just missed there is, I'm estimating that lowering to be a distance of, say, 5 miles, which almost puts it over Sanger, and then I'd be hearing from Ken. That's how you'd want to do it. That's how I want to hear it, and that's what the Weather Service is looking for. Now, if you make a report, you think about what you've got, key the microphone, take your breath, quick, concise report. And that report should be your position, the direction you're looking, the weather phenomenon, your call sign, and then you unkey. At that point in time, I'm back to wanting the repeater to be quiet. The National Weather Service, if they didn't catch all of it, may say, Guy, can they repeat that report? And I may either, if I got it all, I'll tell them directly because it's quicker if I say it, or I may have to say, 85 OP, please repeat your traffic. Okay? So that's another reason why we need the repeater to be quiet.
W5NGU.
And Ken, I'm going to use your call sign a little bit tonight because you just happen to be a convenient person to work with since you do such a good job as a spotter. We do have stations that roam around, and we have stations that are fixed. Guys, you don't have to be running around in your car to spot. For example, and I'm not going to give away exactly where Ken lives. I'm not going to give away exactly where anybody lives. But there are times that Ken's out spotting. He's mobile. There are times when Ken is at his location, and all I need to know is he on the south, east, north, west of his town? That's good enough. I need a cough button to mute the mic. So, again, I know I keep repeating this because I want to make sure it's drilling everybody's head. You think about your report. You take your breath after you key the mic. You give your report. You sign because you don't know if it's going to be 10 minutes before you transmit again. We've got to keep you legal. And then you unkey, and we may either move on or we may ask you to extrapolate. Okay? That's happened before. So, now, how do you make a report? What do you do before you go to make the report? You do what you just did when you checked into this net. You give your call sign. Now, once we get rolling, I don't have to have the call signs phonetically. And there are, we've done it in the past, and there's nothing wrong with it, because remember, you only have to identify your station at the end of your transmission or on the 10-minute interval. So there are times, I see this on some nets, I don't see it on others, we've done it in the past, where we give the last half of the call sign. For those of us that have 2x3 calls, that's easier said than done. Some of you guys, like Ken, have a 5-character call, and really 2 characters isn't going to make a whole lot of difference. You know, you'd say 85 OP, and then you wait to be acknowledged by net control. Now, back to minimum reporting criteria. The one thing I want to add to that, and then we're going to start moving into comments, is part of it is designed to help keep a geographic area in place. Depending on the how quick we have to start a net up, some of them it's, oh my gosh, we got to go now. Others, we get the chance to stage. It's the ones that are more severe that we tend to get more warning on that we get to stage. Some of our popcorn or squall lines, like we had last week, you know, it may be the weather service saying, hey, I need a net now, and it's on your back door. Others, we're watching for it. We try to do the best we can. I can't always guarantee that I'm going to be able to get something right out of the door. The other thing that I've got to say to that is, yes, we send out ARIES pages. We send those to badged ARIES members. Okay, that's one of the incentives of being a badged member. Now, there's a couple of things that we won't do. Number one, I do not respond to people hitting me up in the middle of the day for what's the weather going to do this afternoon. I'm getting people doing that to me, and it happened to me last weekend. Guys, I am not the National Weather Service. I am not comfortable with giving you a forecast when if you just sent me a text message from your phone, you could have looked it up, okay? Because a lot of these are interrupting me actually when I'm at work, and that's another reason why I'm not going to answer. You really should be keeping track, particularly during the storm season, you know, our spring and our fall, not that we had much of a fall season last year, but you need to be checking on it at least twice a day. My habit, I check in the morning before I go to work. I check midday. If I know things are going to be more severe, I'll check before I go to work. I'll probably check on my break at work. I'll check at lunch. I'll check again in the afternoon and continue on. Everybody needs to be keeping track of the weather.
1-1. Timeout. Clear.
I forgot to set my timer, and I did it again. Gerald, where'd I time out?
Oh, about 15 seconds.
Okay, let me get back to that real quick. It's again, guys, I prefer that you don't try to hit me up for what the weather's going to do. If you could have texted me, you could have looked it up on the cell phone or the computer. So I check, now that we're starting in the storm season, I typically check three times a day before I go to work, during my lunch break, and I check in the afternoon. But if I know things are going to get rough, I also check on my midday, or I mean my mid-morning and my mid-afternoon breaks. That's a habit that you guys should be in also. I'm not going to respond to text messages for, hey, guy, what's the weather going to do? I won't do it. Second, I do not take storm reports to for my cell phone. If you guys try to call me for a report or if you text me something, you're detracting me away from the Aries net, the Skywarn net that we're doing. I will not accept reports that way. If you want to make a report of weather activity over your phone, there is, wait for it, there's an app for that. I highly recommend, and it's available on Android and iPhone, and it's free, an application called MPing. That's Mike Ping. It's out of Oklahoma. I believe it's OSU, did it with the Severe Storms Lab. You can submit reports to MPing. If those things meet a certain report criteria, they also pop up in the chat room that we are in with the National Weather Service. The last thing I want to do add tonight is when we do have the National Weather Service on the repeater, if you hear National Weather Service, that is top priority. We take them first because, remember, they know how to read the radar. We're amateurs at reading radar. I use it for positioning where to and when to pull people back. It also use it for when I think I have an idea of where it is we need to be focusing. The National Weather Service, those guys are the professionals at reading radar. And that was one last thing that I forgot to mention. They don't want to hear, and I don't want it either, because it's noise on the net, somebody's radar interpretation. That's a big no-no. That's worse than reporting marble size hail. Okay, and y'all saw me call somebody to the wall on the marble report earlier this year. So why do we do this? Okay, on my wrap up. Well, every one of y'all has probably got your own reasons, and most of it is a common reason. We want to support our community. And quite a few of you guys out there, and you don't have to say who, y'all get a little bit of a thrill out of doing the storm spotting also. So it's, you help the community, there's a little bit of adrenaline rush on spotting. You've also helped justify amateur radio, every Skywarn net. We help justify amateur radio through public service. Go look at Part 97. Why does ham radio exist? This is one of the reasons. If anybody has any questions, when we go through the comments, questions and comments phase, by all means ask. I'm sure there's something that I didn't cover in detail enough or something that somebody needs clarification on. Don't be afraid to ask me any questions. Even you guys that said no comment or no traffic tonight, we're going to come through and check on that. At this point in time, I'm going to take the last round of check-ins for the night. Last round of check-ins. Give your call sign phonetically, please.
Low Echo 5, Uniform Tango.
Kilo Delta 7, Charlie Alpha Oscar, short time.
Whiskey X-ray 7, Oscar Lima Oscar.
Alrighty, KE5, Uniform Tango, Kilo Delta 7, Charlie Alpha Oscar, Whiskey X-Ray 7, Oscar Lima Oscar. Thanks for checking in the net tonight, guys. Eric, I'm going to go through the AECs first, and then I'll let you do your, I'll pick you up. K5YX, Mike, did you have any additions or comments tonight?
5NGU.
No, just thank you for good information. And as an NCF, I can't stress enough the reminders of the brief, concise, and accurate reports, as well as adhering to minimum reporting criteria. Thank you for the reminders. K5YX.
And for those of you that do adhere to minimum reporting criteria, thank you so very much. If you know of somebody that's not adhering to minimum reporting criteria, next time you see them, you might give them a friendly little jab. You know, they don't want a guy coming to talk to them. All righty. Thank you very much, Mike. KE5MZT. Good evening, Sarah Ann. Questions or comments?
Hi, this is KE5MZT. Just looking forward to Skywarn this Saturday. Hope to see everybody there. Thanks so much, Guy, for the reminders. This is KE5MZT. Back to Ned.
And thank you for checking in tonight, Sarah Ann. Hope you have a great evening. K5WXR. Good evening, Lee. Your questions and comments.
Good evening. It's no questions. One comment is thank you, thank you, thank you for doing this. It's all excellent information, and it's the way you present it is very well and easily understood. I do have one suggestion, though, and that is perhaps if, in addition to what you were talking about, the apps on your cell phone and whatnot, everyone could probably put a station in one of their memory channels, the National Weather Service, the 162.55, or you know, whichever one they want for their area. But it's a good idea to have that in your HT or your mobile phone or your mobile radio as well, if you don't already have it. So thank you again. K5WXR.
You're welcome, Lee, and thanks for checking in tonight. WB5NZV. Gerald, you got any additional for tonight?
WB5NZV. No, nothing further, Guy. Good net, and we'll see everybody at Skywarn Saturday. WB5NZV, back to net.
All righty, and thanks for checking into the net tonight, Gerald. Hope you have a good evening. KD7CAO. Good evening, Eric. Your questions and comments.
Hey, Guy. Everybody in the net, hello. I just wanted to take a moment and just say from the Denton County perspective and emergency management that we really appreciate everything you all do. Your service you provide is outstanding, and it really does help us from a planning and response aspect to be able to send our resources, our very finite resources, to the proper areas where they're going to be needed most. And it's your reports and accuracy and everything that you do that really helps us do that and achieve meet the requirements that we have. And I just wanted to say thank you. KD7CAO.
Okay, and thanks for checking in the net tonight, Eric. I hope you have a great evening. KE5MZ, sorry, I'm getting out of my series here. KG5, Hotel, Hotel, Kilo. Good evening. Your questions and comments for the net tonight. KG5, HHK, last call. Whiskey 5, Tango Charlie November. Good evening, Jim. Your questions and comments for the net tonight.
Just going to reiterate this, W5TC, and I'm going to reiterate what Lee said. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for an excellent program, W5TC. And see you Saturday, Skywarn. Back to net control.
And Jim, thanks for checking in tonight. Hope you have a great evening. This is a new call sign to me, Kilo Delta 2, Kilo Whiskey. Good evening. Your call, your comments and questions. KD2KW, last call.
Delta 2 Kilo Whiskey. I'm sorry, I was on the other transmitter. good to be here, Guy. I was at the LARC meeting the other night, and so the review again was good. Passed EC for Harris County during Ike and Katrina and some of the other events down there, so it's good to see a good run net up here. Back to you, KD2KW. Thank you for all you do.
Well, and I appreciate you checking in the net tonight, and I had a good time at the LARC meeting a couple weeks ago. That was fun. Don't always get to tell stories like that. Thanks, and have a great evening. Jack, K5AGO, good evening. Your questions and comments.
Good evening, Guy, in the net. This is K5AGO. I'm a visual kind of guy. I learn more from pictures than anything, and I remember there was some chatter a while back that some of the more advanced spotters were going to start filming some of these storms so we could use the film with the audio for training. And I just wonder if anything has ever moved forward on that, if those could like be posted on the club website with some just some background information. And just curious about that. K5AGO, back to net.
Jack, nothing's made it back to me about our local guys doing that specifically. I do know that there have been other groups that do that, and what they usually do is they post it to the National Weather Service. Sometimes it's under Creative Commons licensing. Other times it's not. That's how a lot of those guys sell that footage also to like the Weather Channel and some other places. But as far as us locally, no, nobody's mentioned it to me, and I haven't heard about it in a while. Definitely be. Are you going to make it to the Skywarn class this weekend?
I'm going to try, but no promises.
Well, and I understand how that goes. I was at last year's, and I was on call, and I had to leave because of an emergency call. And somehow that happened to me again this week. So I'm watching somebody for a trend on this stuff. So thank you very much. Have a good evening. This is KC5GOI Net Control, Denton County Aries Training Net. AF5 Tango Tango, good evening. That's a new call sign to me also. Welcome to the net. Your questions and comments.
Alpha Kilo 5 Tango Tango, were you talking to me?
Yes, sir. Your questions and comments tonight.
Jeff in Cook County, I don't have any questions, but my comments are that I really enjoyed listening. It was professionally done, and I appreciate your efforts. AK5TC, back to you.
Well, and I appreciate you checking in from Cook County. I know we wind up sending guys up there every now and then, depending on how things are going. So thanks very much, and have a good evening. KC5HAL, good evening. Hal, your questions and comments.
Well, good evening, Guy. Thank you very much for the net. Always enjoy, and I'm a huge fan of John Wooden. And he said, what makes champions are people that remind themselves and focus on the fundamentals. And when it was real important for his team to win, he would pull everybody aside and tell them to reach down and tie your shoes. If you tie your shoes, then you can play the game and be where you need to be. So thank you for that. I do have one question. Many times on the net, we might hear National Weather Service come on and say, is somebody near, and then they give a location. Could you just share with us what protocol or what procedure do you want handled in that scenario? If they ask, is it be quiet and wait for you to ask? Is it to speak up if we're in that area? Would you just give us some guidance as to what you think is the right way if they ask if somebody's near an area, and if we are, should we identify or should we wait? Back to net, KC5HAL.
W5NGU.
KC5GOI, Net Control, Denton County Aries. My preference, Hal, is to wait for net control, whether that's myself, Mike, or one of the other guys. Quite often, and for those of you that use APRS, you're really, really helping us out quite a bit. Andrew's done a good job with this PHP that we use on GR Level 3 to watch for positions, and sometimes I'll have that and APRSFI running. So that's one way I might know if there's somebody in the immediate area that the Weather Service is looking for. The next part of that is most of the time the net control operator should know, well, I'd say all the time, he should know or she should know exactly where their operators are positioned. Now, when we do minimum reporting criteria, one of the pitfalls of it, but I don't want to deviate from it, is we may not have a heard from a station because that's monitoring the net because it hasn't met report minimum reporting criteria. If the National Weather Service calls and says, hey, I'm looking for reports in X area, I'd prefer to let RNCS, then if they don't know of anybody around there, let them make the call. That would be my preference. The net control operator needs to know who he's got in that area if they haven't chimed in before. It eases the flow of traffic a little bit. What I have seen is the Weather Service do that, and then people get key up happy and get past NCS. One of the things net control is really a traffic cop, and we need to maintain that. The reason I want NCS mainly to be the primary responder to that is if NCS does know, because it says, okay, Hal, what have you got looking in that area? And most of the time I know where you are, but I may know where other stations are, and I can go directly to that station instead of having this delay of somebody, hey, here I am, or running the risk of a double on the repeater. Does that help you out?
Yes, sir, absolutely. Thank you for that update, KE5HAL.
All right, appreciate it, Hal. Thank you. And that was a good question. Kenny, KE5NVR, how are you doing this evening? Your questions or comments?
Doing well. No comments here. Thanks for everything you're doing there, Guy. I appreciate it, sir. Back to net control. Kilo Echo 5, November Victor Romeo.
Well, I appreciate you checking in, Kenny, and I really appreciate you going out and spotting. Guys, Kenny is somebody that, if you're new to the hobby, listen to how Kenny does a lot of his Skywarn reports. Kenny's one of our more experienced operators. He's been with us for a long time. Listen to how he forms his reports and how he gives them. He's an excellent example of how to do some of this. So, again, thank you, Kenny. N5IKD, good evening, Robert. Your questions and comments.
I was lucky to be able to get on here tonight and be reminded that there is a training on Saturday, and so it's a good thing I got on. I might have missed it. So hopefully I'll see you all there in 5IKD.
Well, look forward to seeing you, Robert, and I'm going to have at least one of my kids with me. I think this will be Jonathan's first one. Whiskey Zulu 5 Tango Mike, good evening. Your questions or comments?
Thank you, Guy, for an excellent presentation. No questions tonight. WZ5TM back to net.
Appreciate you checking in. Have a good evening. KB5NFT, good evening, Dale. Your questions or comments?
5NFT, thanks, Guy, for a great net, as always, and I appreciate you very much. And I'm actually barely in Dallas County, just south of the old Target store here. So my territory that I watch basically goes up to Hebron and Old Denton. That's a real good spot. So that's my vantage point whenever things are happening up that way. If they're coming this way, I'll stay home. This is KB5NFT. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it, Dale, and hope you have a great evening. KC5YN, good evening, Fred. Your questions or comments?
Good evening, Guy. Very professional. See you all Saturday, KC5YN.
See you there. K5, Victor Oscar Papa. Good evening, Paul. Your questions or comments?
Hey, good evening, Guy. Thanks for the net. No questions. I wasn't sure if I was going to be here this Saturday. I might be working, so I went ahead and did the online and got that all submitted. But hopefully I can be there this Saturday. I'll go anyway and enjoy the learning and camaraderie and lunch. So, K5VOP, back to net.
Thank you, Paul, and have a good evening. Alpha Foxtrot 5, Victor Oscar. Good evening, Andrew. Your questions or comments for the net tonight.
Thanks, Guy. Great presentation, as always. And I really appreciate the information. It's almost like drinking from a fire hose, but thank you for that. AF5VO, back to net.
You're welcome, and thanks very much. Have a good evening. Whiskey 5, Golf Whiskey Alpha. Good evening. Your questions or comments, and did you want to plug the UNT net?
Good evening, Guy, and appreciate the information on reporting properly tonight. Definitely appreciate that. I do have one question, but before I ask that, I will quickly say, for anyone out there who's associated with UNT or interested, we do have a UNT Amateur Radio Club, which is sort of a spinoff or club sort of Dakara, and so we appreciate their support. And you can go to the website, which is untara.unt.edu for more information. My question, Guy, is does the National Weather Service monitor APRS? So would that give them better location information if they are? W5GWA, back to net.
KC5GOI Net Control, Denton County Aries Training Net. Gordon, the National Weather Service normally does not monitor APRS directly. That's another one of those data elements that kind of gets in the way for them. They let us at the local level sort that out. But we do encourage you to use APRS as much as you can. DPRS on D-Star Guys doesn't really help me out. It's the traditional APRS that we do on 144.39. I'm not going to go into APRS details tonight, but if you're interested in it, I'd suggest do a Google search, and the first thing I'd recommend you look for is called a Tiny Track 4. That's a good budget, reliable way to get into it. But no, the Weather Service does not watch it directly. They leave it up to us. Thank you, Gordon. I hope you have a good evening. KC5, Oscar Yankee Yankee. Good evening. Your questions or comments? Last call for KC5, Oscar Yankee Yankee. Go ahead. KG5, Golf Sierra India. Good evening, James. You got any questions or comments this evening?
Good evening, Guy the Net. Thanks for running this again there, Guy. It's really appreciate it. This is KG5, GSI.
Appreciate it, James. Have a good evening. K5, TPK. Good evening, Tom. You got any questions or comments? Last call for K5 Tango Papa Kilo. Good evening, Tom. You still there?
W5NGU.
All righty. N5DZO. Good evening, Leo. Your questions or comments?
Good evening, Guy and Annette. It was an excellent presentation. Certainly apropos, unfortunately, a lot of the people that need to hear it didn't even have the radio on tonight, because they only turn it on when there's a storm coming. But very good information, and it was certainly well done. And I'm planning on being at the Skywarn training session Saturday. It's N5DZO, back to net control.
Well, and I appreciate you checking in, Leo, and we'll see you Saturday morning. 73, KG5, Kilo Alpha Juliet. That's a new call sign to me. Welcome, and your questions or comments tonight.
Good evening, Guy. Good evening to everybody on the net. Great presentation, and thank you for all you do. Back to net, KG5, KAJ.
Well, appreciate you checking in the net tonight. Have a great evening, 73. 85 OP. Ken, did you have anything you wanted to add tonight?
Guy, no comments.
Well, and thank you for being out there spotting for us, Ken. Have a great evening. KG5, Bravo Charlie Whiskey. That's a new one to me also. Your questions or comments?
Good evening, Guy. It's John Egan, Guy. I finally got able to get in. Great information. Just a comment that now Radarscope is at MPing added into it. So just want to pass that on. I'll see everybody at the training Saturday. KG5 BCW back to net.
Well, and I appreciate you checking in, John. Have a great evening. I do need to make a quick amendment to something, and it was coming across Ken that reminded me of it. Guys, I don't mind you sending me pictures of the things that you do see. Most of the time, I end up passing those on to the weather service. It's not necessarily done in a real-time scenario, but if you got pictures from your phone, I will accept those, but I do need the regular regular storm spotting report over the radio. It also helps the weather service get it when you do it that way. If you text it to me, then it interrupts me and I got to flip it over and either report it over the radio or do it another way. Don't be afraid to send me the pictures though. There's been several that we've had that helps bolster what the weather service, weather service kind of, huh, what? You send me pictures like that, then it helps us bolster what we've got. And sometimes as a postmortem, I can help clarify what you saw. So don't be afraid to send me pictures. That could be email. Some of y'all have my cell phone. You can text those to me. All righty. Almost done. KE5UT. Good evening, Stuart. Your questions and comments.
Guy, no questions or comment. Great energized net. Back to net. KE5UT.
I had a Klondike bar just before I started the net tonight, so that's where all that sugar rush is coming from. Thanks, Stuart. Have a great evening. 73. Last station for the night is Whiskey X-Ray 7, Oscar Lima. Oscar, good evening. Welcome to the net. Your questions and comments.
WX7OLO, no questions. Great net tonight. Liked it. Thank you. WX7OLO out.
Well, and I appreciate you checking in tonight. Guys, I don't think I mentioned at the beginning of the net tonight. I did record tonight's net in its glory, even with me timing out the repeater. I'm going to do some compression, normalize the audio levels a little bit, and we'll have this probably up by midday tomorrow at the absolute latest in an MP3 format. We don't record all Aries training nets, but some of them I think are more important than others, so I want to make sure to get them. I appreciate everybody checking in tonight, and we got this done in just a hair over an hour. Again, as a reminder, if you know somebody that's not attending the net, that's not getting this information about minimum reporting criteria and how to place the report, particularly for positioning and thinking about what you got before talking, give them a friendly reminder, please. There's been a couple of stations that I've had to kind of take off to the side. I really don't like doing that. If you hear me do minimum reporting criteria, then somebody does a report that doesn't match, and then you hear me repeat it again, or any one of the other NCS operators, think about it from our perspective. So now I want to add one last thing. We get a lot of compliments. I've never heard anybody, complain about our Skywarn nets. Absolutely never have I heard a complaint. And multiple times a year, and they tend to happen during like Skywarn class or if somebody's visited the club, every now and then I'll get an email. And I hear it from the weather service almost regular basis. You guys, even though we may have some people not do minimum reporting criteria or not the best position reports, we really, really have an excellent group. I mean, there's always places for improvement, but we have an excellent group. The thing I make sure to tell somebody when they pay me the compliment says, Guy, your Denton County Skywarn stuff, it's great, it's awesome. I tell them, I says, well, thank you very much, but I make sure to tell them it's not me. NCS really is a traffic cop, okay? It's you guys and women that go out there and spot, whether you're mobile or you're fixed. I'll take reports if you're homebound. They're absolutely as valuable as somebody that's out burning his fuel and risking his vehicle, okay? But if it wasn't for you guys doing what you do, following the lead and help guide the newcomers or even correct some of the bad behavior, you know, you guys are the ones that really make this successful. You really do. And I am thankful and I am proud to be associated with a group like this. There are other counties. Go listen to some of these other Skywarn nets. And they're not just in Texas. I've listened to them on streaming on repeater sites before. You will find plenty of bad ones. You'll find some good ones. And what I'm told is when they ask what area has a good Skywarn net, they point to Denton County. We do it as a team effort. And I really appreciate the hard work and time you guys put into this. So thank you very much. With that, I'm going to return the repeater to normal use, and I hope you guys have a great weekend. I look forward to seeing y'all at the Skywarn class and or the club meeting 73.